this conference matchup between the hardened Northern Polar Bears and the Upper Scioto Valley Rams. This Lady Basketball action is going to be a hard-fought game. We got hardened Northern coming into this game at 8-7, but are certainly looking to bounce back after losing their last two games. And USV is coming into this game at 3-12 on the year with a losing streak that is now up to 9 games. To say the least, this year has not gone the way they wanted it. The wins aren't stacking up. They're out there playing hard each game, but they just can't seem to find that recipe that equals wins. And their last game was to Corey Ross in USV, and they did not take that one. So they're looking to get right tonight against Hardin Northern in this conference matchup. And after the break, I will touch more on both these teams before we get you out to Sam and Ryan here on 95.3 WKTN.
The Venture X card from Capital One gives you premium travel benefits, perfect for seeing Taylor Swift the Eras Tour, presented by Capital One. Ooh, I do love her. Earn 5x miles on flights and 10x miles on hotels through Capital One Travel.
Enjoy your stay in Suite 13.
Whoa, 13? That's Taylor's lucky number. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
It never dawned on me how much walking I used to do until I bought a house in the suburbs. Like when I'd say, I'm going for coffee, of course I was walking, but now it's like 3 miles and no lattes worth that. I find myself inviting people on walks with me like it's a scheduled activity. This morning, my neighbor asked me what I'm doing and I actually said, I'm going for a walk with Nancy.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
They say they'll get your biggest tax refund. Jackson Hewitt says your biggest tax refund guaranteed. And a chance to double your tax refund. Thousands in weekly prizes during the Double Your Refund sweepstakes. Your biggest refund times two, twice the money, so forget about them. File your taxes on the double at Jackson Hewitt today. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Open to U.S. residents 18 or older who file a 2022 federal tax return. Promotion ends 4/2/23. Visit JacksonHewitt.com for rules.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-242-1551. That's 800-242-1551. 800-242-1551. Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to the Schaefer's Auto Body and Paint pregame show here on 95.3 WKTN. This is A.R. Boyd with you, and I'm going to start with Hardin Northern here for a little bit. Then we're going to go to USV. And Hardin Northern, like I said, 8-7 coming into this game. Lost their last two against Macomb and Arcadia, but both close games. The Macomb one got away from them a little bit there towards the end with the final score being 47-30, but it doesn't really show how close of a game it was throughout. And for Hardin Northern coming up after tonight's game, which you would think the way both teams are playing, the way the season's going, that Hardin Northern should be able to get the win tonight. But you never know. Upper Scioto Valley comes out and plays hard every game, so never look past them fully. But after this game, Hardin Northern has North Baltimore, Crestline, and Riverside coming up for their next three games. Two of those will be away, and the last one against Riverside will be home for the Polar Bears. Now for USV, their last game was against Corey Rawson, and they lost. Not a great-looking score. It was 62-69, but, I mean, these girls are a little bit of a down year. They go out, they fight hard, and they give it their all. Then if they can get this win against Hardin Northern, that would be amazing for them. You know, no one wants to be stuck in a 9-game losing streak. You don't want to have to hit 10 games in a row where you lost and you just couldn't find a way to win them. So if they can get a win tonight, that would be great for the confidence, great for the girls as a whole, just to show that, hey, all this hard work we're putting in isn't just for nothing. Like, we're getting better. Next year is going to be good, but we can also still get a win here or there this year. Then for USV, their next couple of games, they're going to have a home game at Lima Central Catholic this Saturday. Then Tuesday, they're going to be playing Ada away, then Ridgedale on Thursday, the 26th, away as well. So kind of a hard upcoming schedule for USV girls, but they just stick to their game, play hard, and continue to build for next year in the previous years coming. I believe they will have themselves a nice-looking basketball program there within the few years. And that has been it from me, A.R. Boyd, here in studio. Now I'm going to send it to Sam and Ryan at Hardin Northern for their part of the Schaefer's Auto Body and Paint pregame show here on your region, your radio, WKTN. Good luck to the Hardin Northern basketball team from the Hardin Northern Athletic Boosters. We, as well as your whole community, are proud of all of your accomplishments on and off the court. Win or lose, your community is behind you all the way and are proud of the young adults you are becoming. The Hardin Northern Athletic Boosters are proud sponsors and supporters of the Hardin Northern Polar Bears. Go Bears!
Sheldon Gas Company of Dunkirk is proud of our area athletes. Every athlete is a fine representative of the great talent we have here in Hardin County. Best wishes for a successful year and continued success for the future. Join the thousands who say no to alcohol and substance abuse. Just say no. This message provided by Folks That Care, the Sheldon Gas Company of Dunkirk.
Mr. Clean. I hate the struggle of tough, greasy messes on my stovetop. So I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
When I'm frustrated with stubborn bathtub soap scum, I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
Mr. Clean Clean Freak delivers an innovative cleaning experience with a powerful, deep cleaning mist that starts working on contact to break down tough messes in seconds.
Just freak,
wipe,
done.
Bonus days are back for pros at Lowe's. You earn points and save when you buy the top pro brands you trust, like DeWalt. Right now, you can save $100 on the powerful DeWalt 8.25-inch carbide tipped portable table saw. Was $3.99, now just $2.99. Join today and shop bonus days, only at Lowe's. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any, valid through 120, subject to change while supplies last. Visit Lowe's.com/MVPs bonus points for details.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-838-4715 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-838-4715. That's 800-838-4715. What do you have to lose? Call 800-838-4715. Again, 800-838-4715.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Good evening, everyone. This is Ryan Yoakum joining you live from Hardin Northern High School, where we're about to begin some girls' high school varsity basketball action. And it's going to be a conference matchup between the Polar Bears and the USV Rams. So both teams coming in off of a little bit of a losing streak, so either team looking to gain some momentum here tonight. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the individual matchups as well as team matchups and what we expect to see from both here after a little while. We're about 12 minutes, 50 seconds out from the start of it. We'll have starters and we'll get you going. But first things first, let's talk about what both teams are bringing to the floor tonight. So we have Hardin Northern coming in averaging 43.3 points per game, but giving up 43 a game. So they have been solid, but they're also fighting for every win. That being said, they come in 8-7, 3-0 in the conference. Upper Scioto Valley is giving or putting out 35.3 points per game, but giving up 46.9. They're 3-12 on the year, and they are 0-1 in the Northwest Conference. So this is a big win for both teams tonight. It cements the Polar Bear spot at the top of the Northwest Conference, but it at least gives the Rams a chance to come back in and be in it. So we'll be back after a few, and we'll talk a little bit more and bring you starters. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Employers can't find skilled technicians. Emerging technologies require training. Open positions are going unfilled. That's why Ohio High Point Career Center in Bell Fountain is focused on preparing our students with an excellent career-ready education. Ohio High Point offers nearly 20 in-demand career programs for high school juniors and seniors. Get a jump start in your future by earning industry-recognized credentials and college credits, all for free. We're the future of the workforce. We're Ohio High Point.
HSLC, infinite opportunities. HSLC is a proud supporter of Kenton Athletics. Today's athletes are tomorrow's leaders. The hard work that our athletes put in to perfect their skills will carry over to their adult life and make Kenton even better. Thanks, Kenton athletes, and go Cats.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
HSLC.
Your insurance should grow with you throughout your life. While many changes in life are full of joy, others may be difficult to overcome alone. That's why Nelson Insurance Agency and Grange Insurance work with you to celebrate your happiness and support you when times are tough with insurance that fits your needs now and in the future. Contact us today at 419-673-8256 or visit ohinsuranceservices.com. Product not available in all states? Contact Nelson Insurance Agency in Kenton for all your insurance needs.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors. Committed to superior quality, leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Ask Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Join the Morning Buzz weekdays between 8:30 and 8:45 for Jenny's Feel Good Story of the Day. Jenny's Feel Good Story of the Day during the Morning Buzz, brought to you by Ryan Yoakum, State Farm Insurance on WKTN.
Join WKTN every weekday morning at 10 after 7 for a look at the national days. Find out what and how you can celebrate each national day, brought to you by Schaefer's Auto Body and Paint, right here on WKTN.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to the Schaefer's Auto Body pregame show. This is Ryan Yoakum coming to you from Hardin Northern High School, where we're 9 minutes away from the start of some conference action between the Hardin Northern Lady Polar Bears and the USV Lady Rams. Pep Band's here and rocking tonight, so if you have a hard time hearing me over top of them, I apologize. But Both teams are warmed up. Actually, the Rams have hit the locker room. Coach giving them a last-minute talk, and we're getting ready to go here shortly. Before the national anthem and the official starters are announced here, I have a pregame starter list, and I'm happy to go over them and talk with you. So Harden Northern, the home team, going to be wearing their home whites, is going to be starting number one freshman Elena Thomas, number two junior Kylie Clem, number 10 senior Emma Martin, number 14 senior Isabella Wilson, and number 21 senior Catherine Good. So they have 1, 2, 3, 4 seniors here on their roster, three of which are starting tonight. So bringing some senior leadership, which is a good thing, and it explains part of why they've had such a solid record all season long. Looking at the USV Lady Rams, we have number 1 senior Kennedy Hall, number 2 junior Amelia Hurley, number 3 sophomore Shaylin Lawrence, number 11 Brielle Cotterman, also a junior, and number 32 junior Nevaeh Lowry. So USV only has one senior, so we'll see if that senior leadership really pays off for Northern here tonight. We're 7 minutes out. We'll talk about some individual matchups after this. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hensel Ready Mix offers 6 locations to serve you. In Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix today. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of the Kenton Wildcats basketball teams and wishes them the best of luck this season.
Getting paid tomorrow or maybe even 2 days from now? Do you direct deposit with Quest Federal Credit Union? If not, you should. Quest FCU is now offering early access to direct deposits. Get paid today. For a small fee, you can have your cash immediately deposited. Go to questfcu.com/quickpay for all the details. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured, equal housing lender, member eligibility required.
At Cessna Transport in Kenton, they believe in being involved in the community. Being involved means the power to bring positive change. Volunteering and assisting those who need a helping hand. The folks at Cessna Transport strive to assist the community in any way they can. Cessna Transport cares about you and the activities that add to the quality of life of each citizen. Community-minded and involved, that's Cessna Transport in Kenton.
Domino's carryout deal means you can carry out one topping pizzas for $7.99 each when you order online. That's right, $7.99 each every day. Just in case there's any confusion, we've set up a helpful website to confirm if today is a day you can carry out one topping pizzas for $7.99 each at Domino's. Just go to howabouttoday.com to find out if Domino's online carryout deal is valid today. Spoiler alert, it is. Carry out and online only. Select this offer. Charges may vary. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Crust availability varies by size. Local stores may charge extra for some toppings and sauces.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
If you are 65 or older, you know this. Watching your hard-earned dollars fly out the window on healthcare costs is so frustrating. But here's some great news. If you miss the December 7th deadline for open enrollment, it's not too late. Here's something that can really help. It's MediShare 65 Plus. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. It's people who encourage and pray for each other, too. MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. It's a great way to fight inflation, too. You can lock in one low monthly price for up to 10 years. Plus, it's easy. You can use any Medicare-approved doctor or get 24/7 telehealth access from the comfort of your home. So worth looking into. MediShare 65 Plus is open for enrollment. And if you join right now, before January 31st, your second month will be free. So don't miss this chance. Call 844-SHARE-65. That's 844-SHARE-65. 844-SHARE-65.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to the Schaefer's Auto Body pregame show. This is Ryan Yoakum here live at Harden Northern High School, where we're about to begin some girls' regional high school varsity basketball action. It's a conference matchup between the Harden Northern Polar Bears and the USV Rams. We talked about some of the team records. Let's talk about some of the individual matchups we're going to look at here tonight. So it really looks like on paper that everything favors the Harden Northern Polar Bears. So Harden Northern has senior Isabella Wilson averaging 13.5 points per game. And USB brings in senior Kennedy Hall, averaging 7.9 points per game. Should be noted, too, though, that the Polar Bears also have two other players, one in double digits for the season, and that is Elena Thomas, averaging 10.4, but Catherine Good also averaging 8.9 points per game. So they have three solid scoring options, which is great for any coach, and it allows you to be able to rest your good player that's putting the ball in the hole, or if you have somebody that's having a cold night, you hit somebody else and see what they can do. Another category that we have is rebounds. So again, Northern leading, and that's going to be Martin leading with 6.6 rebounds per game, and USV has 4.6, and that's coming out of Cotterman. Interestingly enough, Martin also leads the Polar Bears in assists with 4.7 assists per game. So she not only is pulling the ball off the glass, she's finding the open player, and that's all a coach could ever ask for. So really interesting to see how the matchup plays. You know, what's on paper isn't always what you see in real life. So look to see a strong matchup between both these teams. They're close enough that it's a rivalry, and really excited for it. We're about 2 minutes out from the start of the game, so we'll have National Anthem and starters here. So we're going to throw it back to the station. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hello, I'm Ron Zimmerle, CEO and President of Liberty National Bank, with some exciting news. Liberty Bank is now part of Middlefield Bank, serving Northeast, Central, and Western Ohio. Our two banks share a common belief in providing personalized service and dedication to our customers, and now proudly serve 19 Ohio communities. To our Liberty Bank customers, I wish to thank you. We appreciate your loyalty and look forward to continuing to serve you.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call on someone who's invested in your success. I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. At Edward Jones, we believe in building a complete picture of your financial life, including your unique goals and passions, so we can help you work toward achieving what's most important to you. Call me at 419-673-0937 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel Company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their Right self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel Company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Your insurance should grow with you throughout your life. While many changes in life are full of joy, others may be difficult to overcome alone. That's why Nelson Insurance Agency and Grange Insurance work with you to celebrate your happiness and support you when times are tough with insurance that fits your needs now and in the future. Contact us today at 419-673-8256 or visit ohinsuranceservices.com. Product not available in all states? Contact Nelson Insurance Agency in Kenton for all your insurance needs.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
Research shows listeners prefer a personalized experience. So to help your member, Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance, we personalize this ad for Amber, who really misses boy bands from the 90s.
Hey, girl. I'm the cute one, here to tell you how Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
I'm the heartthrob. The only thing I love more than you is saving.
And I'm the other boy in the band everyone forgot about. Just
happy to be here. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. Pepto-Kids chewables provide fast relief for common stomach issues, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for Pepto-Kids chewables. Fast relief for little tummies. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. For those of you listening at home, we are just finishing up starters here at the gym. We're at Hardin Northern and getting ready for your HSLC opening tip. We have the Polar Bears just now getting ready to go. They're in their home white. They're going to be going from right to left on your radio dial, and the USV Lady Rams are in their traveling blacks going from left to right. Refs are taking it out. They're clearing the pep band off the court, and we are just about to begin. 20 seconds according to the official scoring clock here. Looks like Cotterman is going to take the opening tip here for the Rams, and if I had to guess, it's more than likely going to be Bella Wilson taking it here for the here we go where she's walking up, but I'll give you an idea. Sorry, it's going to be Katie Good taking the opening tip here for the Polar Bears. All right, referee checking with the other officials, making sure everybody's ready, and here we go. Ball up, goes over. It's going to be Polar Bear ball, and Polar Bears quickly set up the floor, looking out to the side. Rams going to a zone defense. Shot coming, and no good. Rebound to the Rams. It's going to be Lowry pushing up the far side. She's looking at Cotterman. Cotterman catches it underneath, kicks it back out to Lowry. A little bit of a miscue there, and Cotterman gets the ball back. And Lady Polar Bears are going to run a man defense here tonight, and they're matched up well against them. Hall has it, dribbles up top, picks up her dribble. Great defensive job here by the Polar Bears, but gets it over to Cotterman. Cotterman, nice shot fake, drives in right side, shot up, off the glass, no good. Rebound Bears. All right, ball coming now. Martin driving, pushing up the court on the right side, guarded by Hurley. Hurley putting a body into her quick, but Martin able to get around, takes a shot, off the glass, no good. Rebound up, and we're going to have a jump ball. Possession should go to the Rams. It is 7 minutes, 14 seconds left here on the first in the first quarter on your Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. The score still knotted at zeros. Ball comes in. Lowry has it, puts it back over to Hall. Hall back to Lowry. Nice little full court pressure here from the Bears. Looking to trap up top, but the Rams doing a good job breaking through. Ball comes over to Hall in the corner. She has it. Double team, kicks it over to Cotterman. Cotterman with a quick three off the front iron. Rebound goes to Martin. Martin takes the ball and pushes right back up court, looking transition ball. Head down, goes to the side. Nice shot fake coming from, that's number 14, Wilson. Wilson puts shot up and going to be good. Sorry, that was not Wilson. That was Lainey Thomas with the shot. She gets the foul, so she's going to go for the old-fashioned three-point play. It is now 6:46 left on the clock. The score 2-0 on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. Lainey Thomas to take the first foul shot of the night. Shot is up and off the front iron. Rebound, Cotterman. Cotterman has it, puts it over to Lowry. Polar Bears drop back into a defensive set, so not pressuring the ball this go-around. Lowry has, pushes the left side. A nice screen coming, going over to Shaylin Lawrence. Lowry picks it back up. Kennedy Hall gets it, but going to be a turnover. Martin has it, now going to pull the ball back, set up the offense here for the Polar Bears. Ball to the corner, quick three fired, off the iron and in. Nice shot there for number 14, Bella Wilson. So we talked about her, that she's their leading scorer here, and she's already starting to show why. Your score 5-0 on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. Lowry with the drive for the Rams, pushes it up in over to Hall. Hall with a little bunny shot and puts it down and gets the first points for the Rams. All right, Rams putting pressure on the ball, goes over to Wilson. She puts a touch on it. Cotterman able to deflect, knock it out of bounds. Going to be a side inbound play here for the Polar Bears. And that is going to be number 2, Kylie Klim, that's going to be inbounding the ball for him, and she's looking for Martin. Ooh, Martin just about goes over the midline, but has it back. Bella Wilson with the ball in the corner, picks up her dribble, back to Martin. Man defense here from the Rams. Martin driving in, nice shot off the front iron, just no good. Cotterman again with another rebound, so Cotterman already pulling down lots of defensive rebounds tonight. Lowry has the ball. She puts her head down, and she's driving, pulls up, passes over to Cotterman. Ball goes out of bounds, going to be a... Okay, thought we had a little bit of contact that they were going to call a foul there, but it's not. It's going to be Rams ball, and Hall going to be inbounding for him. She gets the ball over to Lowry. Lowry pulls back, sets up the offense. 5:27 here in the first quarter, your score 5-2. She drops it off to Lawrence. Lawrence has it, puts it back over to Hall. Hall looking for isolation, gets to Lawrence. Lawrence with a quick three, no good, out of bounds. It's going to be Polar Bear ball. All righty. Ball coming in. Martin has it. Hall going to put pressure on the ball, but we're not seeing a trap yet. Looks like they are setting a trap. Sheila Lawrence comes up for the Rams. Gets it back over to Martin here for the Bears. Good cross across the middle to Clem, and they're going to call a touch foul on Hurley, and that'll be the second foul here on the Rams tonight. 5:06, score 5-2. Polar Bears leading on your Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. Clem with the ball out of bounds. She throws it across to her to Martin. Martin has time. She's guarded by Hurley. Hurley puts really good defensive pressure on her. Ball back up top. Goes over. Martin drops it down in. She's looking at Good. Good takes a shot. Great job by Cotterman to front her and get the block. Unfortunate for her. She steps on the end line, and it's going to be a turnover, and it's going to be Polar Bear ball. All righty, folks. Clem out of bounds underneath the basket. Looking across the inside, drops it over to Lainey Thomas. Thomas has it, tries to take the shot. Good defense by Lowry. She puts a hand on it, goes over to Martin. Martin pulls up and makes the six-footer. Your score now 7-2, Polar Bears lead. Lowry has it, gets it back in, puts it across the Hall. Pressure coming from Lainey Wilson. Lowry pulls up, almost travels, but gets it back across. Goes to Shaylin Lawrence. Lawrence has it, dribbles around right. She's getting double-teamed. Goes to Lowry in the corner. Wide open shot. Back of the iron, no good. Martin with the rebound. We talked about her leading the team in rebounds and assists, and so far she's leading the Polar Bears in rebounds tonight. Ball goes over to Wilson. Wilson has it. She's guarded by Lowry by the Rams. Goes over to Bella Wilson. Bella Wilson with a long three, a little flat and off the back iron, no good. Good rebound there by Lawrence. So Rams have it. Lawrence going to bring the ball up the court. She's looking at Hall here on the right side. Hall wide open, has time for the shot, pulls it back up. She's got Cotterman in the paint who's posting and doing a really good job getting set there against Good. But she kicks it up top. Now ball comes in. Good attempt by Lowry, but even better defense there by Good, able to deflect it and get the ball over. So turnover to the Polar Bears. Martin with the ball. Dribbles off her knee, but gets it back to Wilson. Wilson driving. Nice dump pass over to Good on the paint. And there's an easy two-footer. Your score now 9-2, 3:36 left on your Root Lumber Radio scoreboard here in the first quarter. And it looks like the Rams are getting ready to sub. All right, ball back in. Lowry has it. Trap coming from the Polar Bears. Doing a good job dribbling around it and passing through it. Unfortunately, Cotterman takes an extra step there, and it's going to be the turnover. So there's the kind of pressure that the Polar Bears are looking for by doing it. Looks like Lawrence going to go out and Christensen going to come in here for the Rams. And the Polar Bears still playing their starting five, so coach hasn't rested them yet. All right, ball over to Wilson. Drops back to Martin. Martin has time, pulls up, makes a nice little seven-footer, and the score is now 11-2, and Polar Bears taking a dominant lead here in this first quarter. All right, trap coming. Lainey Wilson putting pressure on the ball. Ball goes to Lowry. Lowry back to Hall. Hall has it, pulls back, tries to get the offense set up. Wilson all over, really good defensive job here. And Hall pulls it up, gets contact from Clem, able to get loose, takes a layup, going to draw contact, and that's going to be on number 21, Katie Good. So that's going to be first team foul here for the Polar Bears, and that'll put Kennedy Hall at the line shooting two. And it looks like Polar Bears going to take their first substitution of the night. I can't see a number across the court yet. I'll give it to you here shortly. Hall up to take the first of two. Clanks off the back iron. No good. All right, that's going to be number 12. McKenna Eibling coming into the game. And Clem going to take a seat here for a moment. All right. Hall taking the second of two. Ball up. Off back iron again. No good. Have to make those and make them pay, especially when you're trailing early in a game. Martin has it. Pulls back for the Polar Bears. Drops it over to Bella Wilson. Wilson puts it over to... puts it across up front, but gets the ball back. She pulls her dribble up. Lainey Thomas has the ball, drives hard right. She's got Lowry all over, but she's fighting for it. Goes back in, across, has the ball again, dumps in. Nice driving foul. Yep. Driving shot, foul going to be called. That's going to be three here on the Rams early. They're trailing 11-2, and it's going to be Lainey Thomas at the line shooting two. She has no points yet here tonight, so this, she's looking to get her first. Nope, excuse me. Lainey does. She has 2 points, so looking to get a little bit more here on the board. All right, first shot up, and nothing but net. Beautiful foul shot. That's 3 points here for Wilson, or for Thomas. Excuse me, guys. I'll get the name right here in a moment. All right. Thomas to shoot the second of two. Foul shot up. Back iron, no good. Rebound Christensen. She puts it across to Cotterman. Cotterman to Hall. All right, trap coming. Thomas putting pressure up top. Going to have a timeout. Folks, we're going to take one, too. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
WKTN.com is your home for news, weather, sports, and so much more. You can even listen to us live. Join WKTN on social media, and you will find tons of information and fun. You can find us on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. Friend us, follow us, and find out what's going on in your area with Your Region, Your Radio, WKTN.
Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, welcome back to Hardin Northern High School. This is Ryan Yoakum here for some conference action between the Hardin Northern Lady Polar Bears and the USV Lady Rams. Polar Bears leading 12-2 with 2:22 here in the first quarter, and it is Rams ball. Inbounded over to Lowry. Lowry has it. Pressure by Thomas. Picks up her dribble. Great job by Thomas, but she's able to cause the turnover. So that pressure really getting to the Rams here early. Going to have a substitution coming in for the Polar Bears. That's going to be number 20, Heidi Troxel, and out is number 21, Katie Good. All right, ball in to Martin for the Bears. She dribbles up, picks it up, puts across to Eibling. Eibling has it over to Thomas. Thomas takes the shot from outside. Great rebound by Cotterman, really controlling the defensive glass here tonight. She puts it across to Lowry. Lowry has time. She's guarded by Martin, still in a man defense. Nice screen up top. Lowry drives out right side, takes the shot, and good. Really nice little drive and bucket there for Lowry. Your score now 12-4 on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. And Martin with the ball for the Bears, bringing it up the court. She pulls it across, drops it over to Thomas, and we see the Rams go to a 2-3 zone. Wide open is Eibling. She puts it across into Troxel. Troxel runs into Cotterman, and Cotterman blocks the shot. Nice job by Troxel, or by Cotterman there. All right, Lowry with the ball for the Rams. Taking her time, pacing it, coming across the court. Minute 22 here in the first quarter. Martin on her. Ball goes over to Hall in the corner. She's got Christensen posting up deep, but she's going to drive in, take the five-footer off the glass, and good. Nice shot there by Kennedy Hall. Minute 10, 12-6 on your Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. All right, Martin has it for the Bears. She's driving right side. She's looking at Wilson, but goes across to Thomas up top. Thomas kicks it into the corner, goes back across. Wilson able to save it from going across the midline and having an over and back. Martin with the ball, 52 seconds left, gets it over to Thomas. Thomas driving in, draws contact, and she's going to be back to the line again, folks. So Thomas doing a really good job of attacking tonight and getting to the foul line. All right, that is going to be a foul on. Give me one moment, folks. Get you who the foul's on here. And that looks like that's going to be on Kennedy Hall, her first. Thomas at the line, shooting the first of two. Nothing but net. Good solid foul shot for her. That's 4 points for Thomas. Sub coming. Wilson taking a rest. And that's going to be number three, Kylie Legg, coming in for the Bears. Thomas with the second of two, nothing but net. She's making a living at that foul line here tonight, so doing a great job. Inbound Rams, Lowry has it, puts it across the hall. A little bit of pressure coming from the Bears. Good trap coming at midcourt, and Lowry able to dribble around. Christensen sets an ice screen. Lowry presses hard, dips, dives, takes a layup. Oh, in and out, no good. Unfortunate for her. Hurley fighting for it, and she's going to cause the Polar Bears to step out of bounds and get the turnover. So it's going to be Ram ball underneath. 30 seconds left. Your score 14-6 on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. And it is going to be Hall inbounding the ball here for the Rams. She looks to Cotterman in the paint. Cotterman puts it up. Really great defensive job there by the Polar Bears. That was number 20, Heidi Troxel. She's straight up and down. Ref saw something I didn't, called a little bit of contact, and we're going to have Cotterman at the line. 28.8 seconds, so perfect inbounds play there. Didn't burn really any clock for him and get a chance to score while the clock's not running. That's what you need when you're trailing here. So Cotterman at the line, shooting the first of two. Ball is up. Off the back iron, no good. All right, subs coming. Hall's going to take a quick breather, and it looks like Shaylin Lawrence coming back in. And then we're going to see Hurley take a seat, and that's going to be number 33, Sophia Hurley, her sister, coming in for her. All right, Cotterman at the line, shooting second of two. Ball up. Back iron again, but gets a friendly shooter's roll and drops in for your score now 14-7. 27 seconds left on the clock. Martin has the ball. Going to pull it back, set up for last shot here. She goes across Troxel. Troxel takes a quick shot, no good. Cotterman with the rebound. She's pushing up the court. She's got Lowry. Loses it, but able to get it back is Lowry. Good pick by Cotterman. Really knocks Thomas down. And ball up and good. Lowry gets the bucket. 5 seconds left. 14-9. Martin pushing. 2 seconds. 1 second. Shot. And no good, folks. So your score, 14-9. You're listening to your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Hensel Ready Mix offers 6 locations to serve you. In Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix today. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of the Kenton Wildcats basketball teams and wishes them the best of luck this season.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, welcome back to Hardin Northern. This is Ryan Yoakum bringing you your first quarter, sponsored by Roof Law Office with Andrew Benchick. Polar Bears leading 14-9 over the USV Lady Rams, and had a really aggressive play there by the Rams at the end of it to get some points and get back into this game. So ball into the Bears, goes over to Good. Good has it, passes across to Clem. Clem to Martin. Martin has it up top. Lowry on her, man defense again from the Rams. Goes back across. Lainey Thomas has it. Driving in. She's guarded by Lawrence. Nice interior pass to Katie Good. She's unable to capitalize on it, but gets her own rebound. Kicks it back out. And there's Thomas driving in. She's going to draw the foul. And, folks, she has been at the foul line more tonight than most players get in a season, and that's great to see. So that's the Mid-Ohio Energy foul shot. Oh, they're going to call this one on the ground. Surprise there. She was shooting, but they gave her the contact early. So Clem inbounds the ball for the Polar Bears and puts it across to Wilson. Wilson drops it back in to Good. Good off the glass. Rebound Lowry, and Lowry pushing. Thomas putting some defense on her. There's some contact. Fans don't like seeing it. Lowry still driving. She's going to dribble out of bounds. Pressure from the Polar Bears is causing turnovers here tonight. It's working to their favor. Fans are letting the refs hear it. They want to know that contact should be called, but so far they haven't. Your score now 14-9 on your Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. Looks like Hall is coming back in, and Lowry going to take a quick seat. All right, referee letting the players get off the court. Inbounds over to Martin. Martin has time. No pressure coming from the Rams. They go into a 2-3 zone defense. Ball goes to the corner to Thomas. Thomas takes a looping shot, puts it in. That's going to be 7 for her here tonight. Great job by Thomas on putting pressure on it. Ball up and in. Goes over to Hall. Hall puts it across the timeline. Gets over to Lawrence. Lawrence driving around Martin, trying to get a screen there. Gets it across to Hurley. Hurley makes the interior pass to Hall. Hall fighting for it. Great defensive collapse there by the Polar Bears, however. Hall picks up her dribble. Skips cross. Goes to Lawrence. Lawrence has time. She's going to pull it back up. Get it to Hall. Hall going to take a quick three. And no good. Rebound by Wilson. Martin pushing for the Bears. She's going to pull it back up and get him reset. All right, that 2-3 zone again for the Rams. No real pressure up top on the ball. Ball goes over to Wilson, skipped across to Martin. Martin feeds it into Good. Nice interior pass. Nice little baby hook by Good, but again, doesn't fall. Christensen with the rebound, and that's a frustration foul there on Good. She's reaching for it, but she's just mad that she missed the bucket more than anything. I believe that's going to be her first foul here tonight. Going to have a sub coming. It's going to be Cotterman in and Christensen taking a seat for the Rams. 6:20 with the score 16-9. Polar Bears leading on your Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. All right, Hall inbounds to Cotterman. Cotterman picks it up, gives it over to Lawrence. No pressure coming from the Bears. She goes back to Cotterman. Cotterman, nice pass over to the side, and shot coming there by number 33, Sophia Hurley, and she just misses that one. Martin with the ball, pushing up the court for the Bears. Wide open. She's going to drive in hard. Pulls it back out over to Thomas. Thomas taking the three from up top off the front of the rim and no good. Martin again with the rebound. Back to Thomas. Thomas dribbles off her foot, but Clem able to recover for the Bears. They pull back and go back to a reset. Okay, so Martin has the ball. She's looking for Wilson. Wilson has it, driving around, gets it back across to Thomas. Thomas with time, goes back to Wilson. Wilson going to take a quick three. Back, no good, but rebound Cotterman again. So Cotterman has at least five, if not six, rebounds here in this game already. Pressure up top on Hall. It's going to be Thomas. They're bumping again. Nice screen from Hurley. Thomas getting a little frustrated. Lucky she didn't get called on a foul on the bump there on her end, but good rebound by Good to the Polar Bears. Your score is now 16-9, 5-16 on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. We're in the second quarter. Interior pass to Good. She kicks out to Clem. Clem takes the shot from just inside the line, and good. 18-9 now with Polar Bears leading here in this first half. All right, interior pass to Cotterman. Thomas tries to steal it, but unable to get the hand on the ball. Goes over to Lawrence. Lawrence going to get it back to Hall. Hall going to get double-teamed up top by Martin and Thomas, but able to dribble out of it, pull it back over, and reset their offense. So looks like we're going to man matchup again here for the Polar Bears, and they're all over Hall up top. She makes an errant pass, going to be deflected by Martin and picked up by Wilson. Wilson has it, puts it over to Martin. Martin driving up the far side of the court. She pulls it back and is looking across top to Thomas. Thomas has it, puts it in the corner. This is where she just made the last one. That's Clem, two for two there in the corner. That's a three ball, though. This one's good. Your score now 21-9. 4 minutes, 20 seconds left here in the second quarter on your Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. All right, pressure coming. Goes over to Hall. Hall has it, puts it across to Lawrence. Good job by Thomas to run down the ball, but Hall going to pull back, take a breather, and the Lady Rams are looking a little bit gassed here from the pressure created by the Polar Bears. All right, Hall has it. Good defense by Thomas. She puts it across to Cotterman. Cotterman has time, puts it back to Hall. Hall going to drive in, gets shut down on the penetration. Cotterman with the shot, and good. So 21-11. Cotterman having a stellar night so far, really controlling the defensive glass, but also producing some points for him. That's her third point here for the night. Ball up top to Martin. Martin looks to Good. Good has the ball in the paint, but doesn't look at the glass, kicks it back out. So Good trying to go down. Martin trying to get it to her. She's fighting. She's going to get fouled by Hurley. That's going to be 16 foul here for the Rams. So not quite to the bonus yet, but next one puts them there, and they're in the power seat. Have a sub coming. It's going to be Good taking a quick breather, and that looks like that's going to be number 20, Heidi Troxel, coming in for the Polar Bears. And it's going to be Sophia Hurley heading out, as well as Lawrence, and it's going to be Gonzalez coming in for the first time tonight, and trying to see who else came in. I can't see who we're missing there, and it looks like it's going to be Hurley back into the match. All right, so Thomas with the ball. She drives in, draws contact, no call, though, and Cotterman able to pick up the ball. Lowry. Lowry pushing. Martin on her. Lowry puts her shoulder down and drives. Takes a nice shot, going to roll it in, and that's now 21-13, and Rams trying to make a comeback here. That's 6 points for Lowry, and all from that right side on layup. So really good job pushing hard to that side. All right, Polar Bear ball. Clem with the ball, skips across to Martin. Martin wide open, has time, driving into the lane, takes it off the glass, rolls it in, and good for Martin. That is going to be 6 points for Martin as well here in this second half. All right, your score now 23-13 on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. Pressure coming from the Bears. Lowry has it, and she's got Thomas and Martin all over, but able to push through and break through. Nice back pass to the backside over to Hurley. But even better job defending there by Wilson. Wilson knocks the ball out, and good block shot there by the Polar Bears. All right, inbounding for the Rams is going to be Hall. Hall puts it across to Cotterman. She skips over to Hurley. Hurley pulls back. They're looking at Hall. Nice set play there. Hall takes the three ball, and just no good, folks. Just off the backside, shooting a little bit long here tonight. Your score now 23-13, 2 minutes remaining here in the second quarter, and Martin has the ball. She kicks across to Thomas. Thomas to Clem. Clem drops it into Troxel. Troxel really nice up and under and gets some early points for her here as well. So you score 25-13 on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard and 2 minutes here left in the first half. Hall with the ball. Pressured by Thomas. Hall's going to dribble into Martin. Going to hit the floor. We're going to have a jump ball. Possession should be Rams. Yep. Possession Rams. So they're containing. They're down 23-15, really looking to get some points here to close out the half. Going to have a timeout here, folks. We're going to take 1-2. You're listening to your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
When news happens around the region, the WKTN News Department goes to work, tracking down the details to bring you the latest information. First and accurate is our goal. When you see news happening where you are, give us a call at 419-675-2355 and we'll get to the source and get all the details. Keeping you up to date on your region, your radio, WKTN.
If you are looking to redesign or build your website from scratch or earn the engagement and reach of your social media you deserve, check this out. Hometown Media can help you with your online presence. We can also help you with your graphic artwork for business cards, brochures, or mailings. Contact Hometown Media today at 419-675-2355, email sales at WKTN.com, or visit htm.wktn.com. Mention this ad and get 10% off. Hometown Media, let's generate some buzz.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, welcome back. We're in the second quarter, brought to you by Roof Law Office with Andrew Benchick here at Hardin Northern High School, where the Polar Bears are taking on the Upper Scioto Valley Rams. Rams trailing 13-25, minute 48 here left in the first half, and Rams with the ball. And it's going to be dribbled out of bounds. Looks like she just lost control. It looks like a little bit of confusion on what Lowry was supposed to be doing there with the ball, but it's going to be Polar Bears with the ball, minute 40 left. Martin bringing it across. Coach yelling out plays from the backside. Puts it across to Thomas. Thomas to Wilson. Wilson pulls back. Back to Thomas. She's guarded by Lowry. Drives in off the glass. No good. Troxel with a big offensive rebound. Puts it over to Martin. Martin with the 12-footer and able to bank it home. Your score now 27-13, minute 20 here on the clock. All right, Lowry with it. She pulls back, kicks it across to Hall. Hall pushes up the far side. Trap coming from the Bears. She goes across to Cotterman. Cotterman goes to pick it up. Almost travels, but able to keep that pivot foot down. Goes across to Gonzalez. She puts it across to Lowry. Lowry guarded by Thomas. Nice pick up top by Cotterman. Back to Hall. 58 seconds left here in the half. Gonzalez has it. She pulls it back. She's going to walk. That pressure really doing its job here tonight and seeing a lot of turnovers by the Rams. 54.7 seconds left. Thomas going to take the ball out here for the Polar Bears. All right, ball inbounded, goes over to Martin. Martin bringing the ball up the court as she has the whole first half. She has time. Looks like they're going to set up and try and get last shot here. Wilson going to make a diving play across the middle. Martin takes it in. She looks to Troxel. Troxel pulls a quick shot off the front of the glass. No good. Martin with the rebound. 37 seconds left here in the half. Martin pulls back up. She drives in and takes a shot and just in and out, folks. Cotterman with the rebound. 29 seconds left. She gets it across the Hall. She pushes it across to Lowry on the far side. Lowry has time. She's got Martin back on her. She's going to dip down and go around her again. Pulls it back. Goes to Hall. Hall misses the pass, but able to save it and keep it in bounds. Thomas up top guarding. Gonzalez with the pick. Gets the ball back. 11 seconds left. Cotterman posting up deep. Hall driving in. Takes the layup. Draws contact. No call. Wilson with the ball. Troxel the rebound. And 3 seconds left. 2 seconds. 1 second. Martin with the shot. And no good, folks. And that's your first half. You're listening to your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Sheldon Gas Company of Dunkirk is proud of our area athletes. Every athlete is a fine representative of the great talent we have here in Hardin County. Best wishes for a successful year and continued success for the future. Join the thousands who say no to alcohol and substance abuse. Just say no. This message provided by Folks That Care, the Sheldon Gas Company of Dunkirk.
In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call on someone who's invested in your success. I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. At Edward Jones, we believe in building a complete picture of your financial life, including your unique goals and passions, so we can help you work toward achieving what's most important to you. Call me at 419-673-0937 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome to the Superior Credit Union Halftime Show here on this Thursday night regional basketball matchup between the USV Lady Rams and the Hardin Northern Lady Polar Bears. We got a good one going. And for me, this is A.R. Boyd here with you for this first halftime segment. And I'm going to highlight some of the upcoming games that WKTN will be covering for you. And tomorrow night, the 20th, Friday, we will be having the Kenton Boys basketball traveling to Wapakoneta to face the Redskins with Jim and Bob on the call. Then this weekend, Saturday, we have two games, one starting at 1:30 between the Arlington Lady Red Devils and the Kenton Lady Wildcats. Then our night game for Saturday, the 21st, will be starting at 6:30 between Allen East and Hardin Northern boys basketball matchup. Then for next week, some of the coverages we're going to be having are Kenton and St. Mary's girls basketball on January the 26th. Then we'll also be back the 27th with St. Mary's and Kenton boys basketball. And once again on the 28th, next Saturday, for some more boys regional basketball between Kenton and Allen East. And that is the upcoming schedule for regional basketball action on 95.3 WKTN. And now to Sam and Ryan for their halftime show here on 95.3.
Education should be exciting and engaging. That's why Ohio High Point Career Center offers hands-on education for students looking to get a jump start in their futures. Students spend half the day in their career program practicing blood draws, rebuilding engines, programming robots, and more, while still completing their academic courses. Ohio High Point provides pathways for whatever your E is: employment, enrollment, or enlistment. Visit OhioHighPoint.com for more information. Ohio High Point Career Center, empowering students and inspiring success. Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
Getting the right health care for the right problem can save you time and stress. That's why Ohio Health offers three types of care options right here in Hardin County. Call your primary care provider when you're sick or when you need to manage your long-term health. Visit urgent care when you can't get in with your doctor. And go to the ER for severe life-threatening situations. Find out which OhioHealth location is your best choice at OhioHealth.com/RightCare.
Cessna Transport in Kenton is a family-owned company that transport hazardous materials and compressed gases locally, regionally, and in Canada. There's an immediate need to fill dedicated driving positions as business opportunities are increasing. Offering a full complement of benefits, including company-paid health insurance, eye, dental, and disability insurance, 401k, and very competitive pay. Class A CDL with an X endorsement and OTR experience required. 800-423-0309 for details.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, welcome back to your Superior Credit Union halftime show. This is Ryan Yoakum coming to you live from Hardin Northern High School, where we are in the middle of a conference matchup between the Polar Bears and the Upper Scioto Valley Rams. The Polar Bears came out shooting and are dominating here this first half. Your score 27-13 and seeing really good production from most of the usual suspects here for the Polar Bears tonight. So it is going to be number 10, Emma Martin, leading all scorers with 8 points. But right behind her is number 1, Lainey Thomas, with 7. The leading scorer, however, is Bella Wilson, and she only has 3 on the night, so she's about 10 behind her average. So wouldn't be surprised if we didn't see her really pick up the pace here in the second half. So for the Upper Scioto Valley Rams, I believe leading all scorers is Nevaeh Lowry with 6 points, or leading all Rams is Nevaeh Lowry with 6 points, and she's followed by number one, Kennedy Hall, with 4 points. Hall, again, the leading scorer, and she's right on average. She's averaging about 8 points per game for the Rams. So really look to see them try to get some production going. Let's talk about how the play has been and what I've seen so far. So the Polar Bears are putting on a pressure defense. They're putting on a full court press, and they're creating turnovers, just like Coach wants. And that's really creating opportunities for them on the offensive side. And not only is it creating opportunities, they're doing a good job creating second opportunities, getting rebounds, and putting the ball in the hole. And really, that's how you win ball games. Now, for the Rams, they're struggling with that pressure. So they really need to get the ball in the hands of their best ball handlers, and that's either Lowry or Hall, and try and get the ball down court as quick as they can, and then find the open shooter. And unfortunately, they haven't been able to capitalize from outside the arc as much as they normally do, which is part of why they're struggling. So they're averaging 35 points per game, and they only had 13 in that first half, so they're well below average. And we talked about about Hardin Northern's averaging 43. They had 27, so they're actually a little bit higher than what they normally do. So should be interesting to see what the Rams pull out this second half. They've got to do something different, or it's going to be a long second half for them. Folks, you're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hello, I'm Ron Zimmerle, CEO and President of Liberty National Bank, with some exciting news. Liberty Bank is now part of Middlefield Bank, serving Northeast, Central, and Western Ohio. Our two banks share a common belief in providing personalized service and dedication to our customers, and now proudly serve 19 Ohio communities. To our Liberty Bank customers, I wish to thank you. We appreciate your loyalty and look forward to continuing to serve you.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Ask Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Good luck to the Hardin Northern basketball team from the Hardin Northern Athletic Boosters. We, as well as your whole community, are proud of all of your accomplishments on and off the court. Win or lose, your community is behind you all the way and are proud of the young adults you are becoming. The Hardin Northern Athletic Boosters are proud sponsors and supporters of the Hardin Northern Polar Bears. Go Bears!
As a member-owned financial institution, we stack the deck in your favor. Fewer fees, more frees. Quest Federal Credit Union puts our owners in a position to succeed by offering more opportunities to save where others choose to ding you for every service. Quest Federal Credit Union, member-owned since 1969. Bank better. Quest Federal Credit Union, explore the possibilities. NCUA insured, membership eligibility required, equal opportunity lender.
Getting the right health care for the right problem can save you time and stress. That's why Ohio Health offers 3 types of care options right here in Harding County. Call your primary care provider when you're sick or when you need to manage your long-term health. Visit urgent care when you can't get in with your doctor. And go to the ER for severe, life-threatening situations. Find out which Ohio Health location is your best choice at ohiohealth.com/rightcare.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, welcome back. We're getting ready to start the third quarter, which is going to be brought to you by Roof Law Office with Andrew Benchick. And the Hardin Northern Lady Polar Bears leading 27-13 over the Upper Scioto Valley Rams. And so far, the story has been turnovers and capitalizing on it. Polar Bears putting all kinds of pressure on the ball, creating turnovers, and then going down the court and getting the bucket. Should be possession going to Polar Bears. So they're going to be going from left to right across your radio dial, and the Rams are going to be going right to left. It's going to be Clem taking the ball out here for the Bears, and looks like Lainey Thomas is going to be the open player for her. She's going deep Nope, going to kick it over to Martin. Martin has it. Looking at a man defense here from the Rams. Goes across to Wilson. Wilson with the dump pass into Good in the paint. Goes off her foot. Wilson gets the ball back. Going to take a three. Back iron, no good. Rebound by Thomas. Easy points for her. And that is 9 for Thomas already on the night. So ball in. Hall with it. Goes across to Hurley. Goes back over. Lowry now has the ball. Guarded by Clem up top. Lowry driving. Loses control of the ball. Goes across to Wilson. Wilson has it. Puts it across to Martin. Martin driving up the near side. She's got space and time, but she's going to reset the offense. Pull back. Still looking at a man defense here from the Rams. Ball goes across. Goes inside. Going to have a player control foul. Looks like it's going to be a shove there on Wilson. So Bella Wilson with the call. Coach not real happy about it, but it's going to be Ram ball nonetheless. 7 minutes, 20 seconds left here in the third. Your score 29-13 on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard, and Rams with the ball. Lowry has it, dribbles up the near side, puts it across to Hall. Hall back to Lowry. They're just skipping across this trap here, doing a really good job. Cotterman with the ball at the foul line. Dumps across to Hurley. Hurley off the glass and in. Nice little bucket by Hurley there. Her first points of the night. If the Rams want any chance of winning this, they've got to get her involved in it because she does a great job defensively, but she needs to be scoring for them. Really nice transition ball there by the Bears and going to go down to Katie Good. She gets buckets in the paint. Ball back across, and Rams bringing it up to court. Lowry has it at the timeline, gets it over to Hall. Hall picks up, puts it across to Lowry. Lowry looking at the shot, pulls back, puts it back to Hall. So we're seeing a zone matchup here from the Bears now, so they're going to try and make the Rams shoot outside and see what they can do out there. Lowry with the ball, puts it across to Lawrence. Lawrence across to Cotterman. Cotterman with the shot fake, drives in, takes the layup, misses, no good. Wilson with the rebound and over to Martin, and Bears again on the charge. Martin has it. She's picked up by Hall. She drives right side, picks her dribble up, goes over to Thomas. Thomas driving into the lane, left-hand shot, fouled, and she's going to the line. So we talked about it in the first half. Lainey Thomas really does a great job drawing that contact and getting herself on the foul line. So she is going to be taking two for your Mid-Ohio Energy foul shots, and here comes the first of those two. Ball is up. And off the front rim, but in. So that is 10 points here for Lainey Thomas. Taking the second of two. Looks like, okay, no substitutions, but Hall going to go in and try and get a rebound here in case Thomas misses it. Second of two coming. Ball up and off the iron. No good. Clem with the rebound for the Bears. Goes back to Thomas. She has time. Martin drives in. Dumps across to Good. Really nice look there in the paint by Martin. She leads the team in assists, and it shows. And there is Good with some more quick points. That's 6 for Good here in the third quarter. All right, ball in. Hall has it. Puts it across to Lowry. Pressure coming. Cotterman has it up top. Deflected and going to go out of bounds, and it's going to be Polar Bear ball. Pressure doing its job again, and Rams really need to pull back, take time, make a crisp pass, and get control of it here. All right, so Rams looking like they're going to put a little bit of pressure here, but Martin quickly passes over, tries to go to Clem, going to draw some contact there when she runs into Hurley, and that'll be first team foul here in the second half for the Polar Bears, and it's going to be Rams ball. 5 minutes, 44 seconds left. Your score 34-15 on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard, and Hall has the ball for the Rams. No pressure coming from the Bears this time. Hall has time, brings it across the midline, gets it back over to Lowry. Lowry to Lawrence, back to Hall, back to Lowry. Lowry has it, picks it up, goes to Lawrence. Lawrence looks to shoot. She's driving in, dumps it off to Hall. Hall takes the 8-footer, and good. Your score now 34-17. That is 6 points for Kennedy Hall. All right, Polar Bears with the ball. It's going to be Martin bringing it up. A little bit of pressure coming. Martin picks it up, gets it across to Thomas. Almost 10 seconds, but gets it back. Clem has time, looks at it, shoots it. No good. Lainey Thomas diving out of bounds trying to save this ball, but it's going to be Rams' ball. All right, Lowry going to inbound, go to Hall. Looks like Polar Bears are going to go back to running some pressure here. And Thomas on Hall puts it across over to Lowry, and they're just going to pass around her and try and wear her out and get her like a dog chasing a ball here. All right, so Hall has it, passes back to Lowry. Lowry takes the three, and nothing but net. Folks, that was a pretty catch and stroke. If she's got that, she needs to be doing it a lot more. That's 9 points there for Lowry, and she leads the Rams here tonight. So ball up in. Clem has it for the Bears. She's going to get pressured. Lowry with the steal, dribbles up the right side, going to get a frustration foul there on Clem. That's going to be third team foul for the Bears. So good on the Rams for putting it to them and trying to get some contact here. All right, substitution coming. That is going to be number 12, McKenna Eibling, into the game. And Kennedy Hall has it here for the Rams. She's pressured up top by Thomas. Goes over to Hurley. Hurley picks it up. Looking in the corner, unable to get it. Gets back over to Hall. Hall has time for the shot. No good. Rebound by Lawrence. Lawrence fighting for it. Pulls the ball back out. Going to reset. And nice job there by Eibling putting pressure on the ball. Ball back to Hall. Hall has it. Picked up top by Cotterman. Sets her open. Thomas all over. Get another frustration foul, folks. That's four here on the Polar Bears here in this first quarter, or this third quarter. 4 minutes, 12 seconds remaining. Your score, 34-20. And it is going to be Hall inbounding the ball. Lowry has it. Lowry guarded by Thomas. That was Thomas's second team foul, so coach not going to pull her yet. All right, Lowry has it, goes back over to Hall. Hall guarded up top, goes to Cotterman. Cotterman at the elbow, takes the quick shot, no good. Rebound Martin, and Martin pushing up the near side. Katie Good looking open in the paint. Ball dropped down to her. She turns it out, kicks it over to Eibling. Eibling up top to Thomas. Thomas going to drive in, take the left-handed layup, no good, and Cotterman again with the rebound. All right, Cotterman gets the ball over. Nice baseball pass to Hall. Gets it across the midline. Lowry has it and has time, but Martin on her. So Bears go back to a man-to-man defense. Lowry with time, picks it up, dribbles it over, and puts it across to Kennedy Hall. Kennedy Hall driving in, draws contact from Thomas. No good. Lowry with the shot. No good as well. And Martin on the transition ball has time, picks it up, goes over to Thomas. Thomas blocked by Cotterman. Great job in the paint. Cotterman has done everything she can defensively to keep the Rams in this. All right, your score now 34-20, 3 minutes, 11 seconds left here in the third, and Polar Bears with the ball. Inbounded by Eibling, looking to get the ball up top to Thomas. No good, going to bounce around. Katie Good able to pick it up, draws contact. Martin with it. She dribbles back over to Good. Good takes the shot, bounces off the rim. Rebound goes to Rams, but they're diving for it. Great job by Lainey Thomas to sneak in and steal that ball from Lowry. So Martin has it back up top, resets, going to pull back, and we're back in a zone defense. 2 minutes, 50 seconds remain here in the third quarter. Ball dropped down. Cotterman puts a hand on it. Martin able to get it back, takes a shot, no good. Ball again hits the floor, and we're going to have a jump ball. Possession should be Rams. All right, sub coming. It's going to be Christensen in for the Rams, and I think she's going to take out Lawrence. Your score now 34-20. We're going to have a quick timeout. Folks, we're going to take one, too. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
When news happens around the region, the WKTN News Department goes to work, tracking down the details to bring you the latest information. First and accurate is our goal. When you see news happening where you are, give us a call at 419-675-2355 and we'll get to the source and get all the details. Keeping you up to date on Your Region, Your Radio, WKTN.
Your Region, Your Radio, your home for winning. WKTN. WKTN likes to make people winners on air and on our social media sites. So stay tuned for your next chance to win by listening on 95.3 at WKTN.com or follow our social media pages, because you never know when your next chance to win might be. And remember, you can only win once every 30 days for any given contest. For a complete list of contest rules, visit WKTN.com.
Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, welcome back to Third Quarter Action, brought to you by Roof Law Office with Andrew Benchick. And this is Ryan Yoakum here at Hardin Northern High School, where the Polar Bears are taking on the Upper Scioto Valley Rams in conference action. Polar Bears 3-0 in the conference, and Rams are 0-1. So Rams looking to get their first conference win here tonight, but they're unfortunately trailing 34-20. Going to be some contact on Thomas here for the Bears. That's her third, team's fifth. So coach going to leave her in. No, he's going to pull her out. So it looks like Good going to come out, and I believe that is, let me see, is that Eibling that came in? No, I'm sorry. That is Troxel that came in for the Bears, and then Clem coming in as well. All right. So Hall has the ball for the Rams. dribbles across the top. Rams go to a zone defense. She drops the ball across to Hurley. Hurley puts it across to Lowry. Lowry looking at Hall on the backside. Dribbles in, puts it across to Hurley again. Hurley wide open, misses the open jumper. Unfortunate there. And goes across. Martin with the rebound and bringing it up for the Bears. She has time, pulls it back. Goes across to Eibling. Eibling to Klim. Klim driving in. Puts it back. Eibling has ball. Goes back to Klim. Nice wide open look in the corner, but she pulls back. Goes across to Wilson. Wilson to Klim. Lowry lunges. Misses. Nice interior pass. Goes over to Troxel. Troxel hits the two-footer. Your score now 36-20 with a minute 46 here in the third. All right. Pressure coming from the Bears. And ball across the timeline. Lowry has it, dribbling hard, picks the ball up, double team, going to put it into traffic and lose it. And we're going to have foul called on Lowry because of the contact there where she dove in trying to steal it. All right, that is only the third team foul here for the Bears, for the Rams. So they're doing okay here. Coach going to sub. Looks like we're going to have Lawrence coming in and going to pull Lowry out. That is her third foul, so coach is going to give her a breather and try and keep her in this game. All right, inbound to the Bears. Martin has it, brings it up the near side. No pressure coming from the Rams. Hall going to pick her up top. They dropped into a 2-3 zone and kick the ball across. Quickly switch over to a man defense here, so trying to shake and bake a little bit with their look there. Ball goes across to Eibling. Eibling has it, going to be knocked out by Cotterman, going to be polar bear ball. Minute 16 on the clock, 36-20, substitution coming, and it is going to be number 33, Sophia Hurley, taking out Christensen. So, polar bear ball, inbounding the ball is number 12, McKenna Eibling. She's looking in the paint to Klim. Klim goes up to get it, throws it across to Troxel, gets tipped away, picked back up, and Martin has it. So, Emma Martin dribbles across, puts it across to Eibling, over to Klim. Minute 6 left. Across to Wilson. Wilson has time. Drives in. Pulls it back. Martin with it. Curling around the inside into the paint. Back to Wilson. So looking like they're running a three-man weave here tonight. Wilson picks the ball back up. Goes over to Martin. Martin has it. Puts it across the corner to Eibling. Eibling back across to Klim. Great defensive job here by the Rams. Even better interior pass by Klim to hit Troxel on low. And Troxel with the easy bucket. 38-20. 39 seconds left here on the clock. And Rams with the ball, they turn it over. Frustration, that's what's causing all these turnovers tonight. The pressure's getting to them. And it's going to be polar bear ball, 38-20. 35 seconds left here in the third. All right, ball goes across to Emma Martin. She dribbles up. No pressure coming from the Rams. They're pulling back. Looks like they may try and just get last shot here to end this third quarter. Nope, now they're going to take a look. Wilson has it. Takes a long three ball. Good. That is going to be 6 points here for Wilson, so she's trying to get back on track. 16 seconds remain. Hurley or Hall with the ball gets across court. 12 seconds, puts it across. Sophia Hurley with the shot. Back iron, no good. And 10 seconds remain. 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2. And it's going to be shot coming. Wilson puts it up. No good, folks. All right, that's your third quarter. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
HSLC is a proud supporter of Kenton Athletics. Today's athletes are tomorrow's leaders. The hard work that our athletes put in to perfect their skills will carry over to their adult life and make Kenton even better. Thanks, Kenton athletes, and go Cats.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
HSLC, infinite opportunities.
Your insurance should grow with you throughout your life. While many changes in life are full of joy, others may be difficult to overcome alone. That's why Nelson Insurance Agency and Grange Insurance work with you to celebrate your happiness and support you when times are tough with insurance that fits your needs now and in the future. Contact us today at 419-673-8256 or visit ohinsuranceservices.com. Product not available in all states? Contact Nelson Insurance Agency in Kenton for all your insurance needs.
Ohio High Point's application for admission opens November 18th. High school juniors and seniors can get a jump start in their futures by enrolling in exciting career programs like Health Careers Academy, HVAC, Culinary Arts, Education Academy, or Heavy Equipment Operations. Earn industry credentials and college credit for free. Students are encouraged to apply when the application opens November 18th. For more information, visit ohiohighpoint.com/apply. Ohio High Point Career Center, empowering students, inspiring success.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, welcome back to Hardin Northern High School. This is Ryan Yoakum bringing you fourth quarter action brought to you by Roof Law Office with Andrew Benchick. Polar Bears are in control here. The score 43-20 as we go into this fourth quarter. Martin has the ball for the Bears, pulls it across and puts it to Clem. Clem has it, puts it across to number 12, McKenna Eibling. Eibling going to dribble back up and reset the offense. Now gives it over to Martin. Martin has time, and we're looking at a man defense here from the Rams. No real pressure here. Going to have, didn't see the call, and it is going to be a shove. It looks like it's going to be on Cotterman. Must not have liked a little bit of a forearm she put into Wilson as she was coming around the curl. All right, sub coming. That's going to be Hurley coming back into the game, and Lauren's going to take a seat. All right, ball in. Martin with the ball for the Bears. She has it. Hall on her. Hall giving her space. Now Martin driving in, and Hall just runs her over. She trucks her. Not intentional, but she does nonetheless. That's going to be fourth team foul here on the Rams, and it's going to be substitution coming. Katie Good coming in for the Bears, and that's going to be Troxel heading out, and then Gonzalez coming in for the Rams, and she is getting, so far we got too many folks. That's going to be Kennedy Hall taking a seat after that one. All right, so inbounds play. Wilson with the ball for the Bears. She puts it across to Clem. Clem to Martin. Back to Wilson. Looking to get that shot outside. Going to be knocked out by Hurley. Good defensive job there by Hurley to get the ball away, but it's still going to be Polar Bear ball. 43-20 on your Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. 6:51 left here in the fourth quarter. Ball inbounded to Emma Martin. Martin has it for the Bears. She dribbles over, puts it across to Bella Wilson. Wilson takes the shot, going to draw the foul, and she's going to hit the line for the Mid-Ohio Energy foul shots. So been lopsided from the foul line here tonight. Polar Bears really had more attempts at the line than the Rams have, even though the Polar Bears have also had more team fouls. So at the line, shooting two is going to be Bella Wilson. Here comes the first. Ball up and good. That's going to be her seventh point of the night. Second of two coming shortly. Wilson looking composed at the line, takes the shot. Up and nothing but net. 8 points for Wilson. Still trying to get on to her season average. All right, ball inbounded by Cotterman. Goes over to Nevaeh Lowry. Lowry has it, puts it back to Cotterman. Pressure coming from the Bears. Gets tipped, but able to hang on to it is Cotterman. Gonzalez has it. Drives in. Takes the layup off the glass. No good. Katie Good with the rebound, speaking of goods. And ball goes across to Martin. Martin has it. Dribbles up the near side. Again, no pressure from the Rams. They're looking a little gassed here from all the pressure that the Polar Bears have put on them. Good job by Cotterman to tie up Clem. And going to have a timeout called by coach. We're going to take one, too. You're listening to your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
WKTN.com is your home for news, weather, sports, and so much more. You can even listen to us live. Join WKTN on social media, and you will find tons of information and fun. You can find us on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. Friend us, follow us, and find out what's going on in your area with your region, your radio, WKTN.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, welcome back to the fourth quarter brought to you by Roof Law Office with Andrew Benchick. This is Ryan Yoakum here at Hardin Northern High School, where the Lady Polar Bears are handling the Upper Scioto Valley Rams 45-20 right now with 6 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Polar Bears with the ball, dribbling on the baseline very dangerously, so if I have to say, is Wilson with it. She's able to kick the ball back up top to Martin and reset. Martin, nice drive in, dumps over to Good. Big block coming by Lowry, but they're going to call contact and send him to the line. That's going to be four on Lowry, I believe. Let me take a look here. Yeah, that's her fourth. See if coach is going to leave her in or if he's going to pull her. 6 minutes left, but you're trailing 25. I think he's pulling her. I would have left her in. I just let her score at this point. All right, Good with the first of two and makes the first bucket. That is going to be her seventh point on the night. All right, subs coming. Christensen coming in for Sophia Lowry. And it's going to be Lawrence coming in for Lowry. excuse me. So Sophia Hurley, excuse me, and Nevaeh Lowry. Get the name straight here. All right, good with the second of two. And shot misses. Rebound by Martin. Martin off the glass and misses as well. And it's going to be Christensen with the rebound here for the Rams. All right, bringing up the up the court is going to be Lawrence. She has an open look, pulls it from 15 feet, and drops the bucket. Nice transition ball there by Lawrence for the Rams. All right, 46-22, 5 minutes, 40 seconds remaining. Martin with the ball for the Bears. She brings it across, dumps it over to Wilson. Wilson picks up her dribble, guarded by Hurley. Hurley all over, but gets rid of it, gets it across to Wilson again. Wilson driving, back to Martin. Those two really looking to pair up and isolate over here, but great job by the Rams on their defense. Good comes up top, resets them, goes across to Eibling. Eibling to Martin. Hurley dives for it. Back to Good in the paint. Good job by Christensen to go straight up and get vertical there and stop that shot. All right, Gonzalez with the ball for the Rams, puts it across to Lawrence. Lawrence has it. She's going to pull up, take – oh, looked like she moved a little bit there, folks, but they didn't call it, so she got away with it. Hits the ground. Cotterman has it. Lawrence again going to pull up from the elbow. Nothing but net. Really nice stroke there. And coach going to take a timeout as well. So you're listening to your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
If you are looking to redesign or build your website from scratch or earn the engagement and reach of your social media you deserve, check this out. Hometown Media can help you with your online presence. We can also help you with your graphic artwork for business cards, brochures, or mailings. Contact Hometown Media today at 419-675-2355. Email sales at WKTN.com or visit htm.wktn.com. Mention this ad and get 10% off. Hometown Media, let's generate some buzz.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, welcome back to Hart Northern High School. This fourth quarter brought to you by Roof Law Office with Andrew Benchick. The score, 46-24, Polar Bears with a commanding lead over the Upper Scioto Valley Rams. I'll tell you, folks, I'm looking at the scoreboard right now, and if you look at the scores for all players on the court right now for the Polar Bears, it's 7-8-0, who was a substitution, and then 8-7. So even distribution of scoring, all you can ask for from your team, and everybody just about in double digits, that's how you win ball games. Polar Bears really executing well tonight. All right, so Polar Bears with the ball, 4 minutes, 33 seconds left. Martin with the ball up top, guarded by Lawrence. Looks at Good in the paint. Good off the glass and unable to complete the bucket there. Goes across to Hall. Hall has it, puts it across to Lawrence. Lawrence again, going to take the little jumper. This time, no good for her. Rebound goes to the Bears. All right, ball across to Martin. Martin content to slowly bring it across midcourt. Puts it across to Lady Thomas. Thomas really was the leading scorer early into this game, so be curious to see what she does here to finish this fourth quarter. She drives in, draws contact, no call by Cotterman. Ball going to go out of bounds. It looks like coach is going to bring Nevaeh Lowry back into the match. She's got four fouls, but they're going to get her there. All right, Cotterman going to take a quick breather. I can't imagine coach will leave her out too long because she's been doing everything she can underneath in the paint for him tonight. All right, Clem to inbounds for the Bears. Goes across to Thomas, going to get knocked out, and it's going to be Polar Bear ball again. All right, Clem with the ball. Thomas coming in. Good picks it up. 5 feet away. Miss. Lowry with the rebound. She's running up this near side, pushing hard. She's got time. Nobody in front. She's going to draw contact. No call. She's just trying to get to the foul line there, and refs don't call it. So it's going to be... they're going to call a deflection off the Polar Bear, so it's still going to be Rams ball. 46-24, 3:48 remaining on your Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. Kennedy Hall with the ball, goes across to Lowry. Lowry from the elbow, off the backside of the backboard, just no contact with the rim there, folks. Emma Martin with the ball now, pushing up the near side. She's got Wilson. Wilson wide open. She's going to dribble back around, go to Thomas. Thomas driving. Really nice passing and play here, and Martin able to take it in and put in a five-footer. 48-24, so they just doubled them up. 3:27 left here in the fourth quarter. And that was 10 points for Martin, so she hits double digits there. All right, ball back in. Kennedy Hall has it. Goes across to Gonzalez. Gonzalez picks up her dribble, deflected by Clem. Clem able to keep it in. She has time. Lainey Thomas running, but Clem going to take it. Great job there by Shaylin Lawrence to run that down and knock it back out of bounds. All right, so it looks like Amelia Hurley going to come back in here for the Rams. We're at 3 minutes, 10 seconds left. And they're actually going to put Clem at the line. Oh, that's their 17 fouls. So she's shooting the front end of a 1-1. Shot up. And good. Nothing but net. All right. Substitution coming. There's Hurley coming in. She's going to take out Shaylin Lawrence. And Clem's going to take the second of two. And she has, that is her eighth point here on the night. Looking to get nine and get closer to double digits. All right, shot up and off the front iron. No good. Gets her own rebound. Misses the second shot, however. And Gonzalez has it and is pushing up the court. All right. Gonzalez puts it across to Lowry. Lowry to Hall. No pressure coming. Back to Gonzalez. She has the ball left side. Picks it up. Puts it underneath the Hurley. Hurley has it. Tries to go into two players. Ref call, doesn't call a foul. Goes back over to Gonzalez. Shot no good. And ball back across to Polar Bears. 2 minutes, 46 seconds left here in this game. And Martin with the ball and in control. All right. Martin puts it across to Lainey Thomas. Thomas has it. Pulls it back. They're only going to take what they can and just burn some clock here. Man defense here by the Rams. Martin with it, drives into the paint, kicks it back across to Clem. Clem looking in the paint to Good. Good puts it off the backboard, misses the shot, and then they're going to call a jump ball, and possession's going to go to the Rams. All right, substitution coming for the Rams. That's going to be number 33, Sophia Hurley. She's going to take out number 5, Sydney Christensen. And looks like Clem's going to take a rest as well and see who came in for him. That's going to be number 3, Kylie Legg, in for the Bears. All right. Lowry with the ball. Brings it up. Guarded by Thomas. Trees trying to call a clear out. Goes over to Kennedy Hall. Hall has it. Drives in. Goes around baseline. Gets bumped out of bounds. That's going to be 6 team foul here for the Bears. So just going to be an out-of-bounds play. Your score 49-26. 2 minutes remaining here in the match. All right. Hall going to take the ball out. And, sorry folks, yep, they're resetting. The referees are just moving positions so they can get in a better spot for this one. Hall with the ball, inbounding, looking cross court, goes over to Hurley. Hurley takes a shot, too much pressure, and knocks it out. And it's going to be Polar Bear ball. Another sub coming, looks like it's going to be Troxel back in. Good, going to take a seat. That's probably the last we'll see of her for the evening. Yeah, great job by the fans supporting here tonight. Really good turnout. All right, so we've got two players coming in and two players going out for the Rams as well. So we've got Christensen and, excuse me one moment, it is Christensen and Gonzalez coming in for, the, or excuse me, Hernandez coming in for the Rams now. So this will be the first we've seen Hernandez tonight. All right, pass no good to Wilson, goes across, skips out of her hand, and it's going to be Rams ball. Minute 52 left, 49-26. Okay. Gonzalez has it, inbounds it over to Hurley. Hurley back to Gonzalez. Picked up at the midline. It's going to be Thomas. Nice screen coming from Hurley. Get her open. Back across over to Amelia Hurley. She has it. Dribbling around up top. Gonna look in the paint to Christensen. Gonna go out of bounds. Christensen tries to save it. Turnover. Polar Bear ball. Minute 33 left. All right. Subs coming. It's going to be number 5. That's Jenna Legg getting into the match, and that's going to be number 14, Bella Wilson, heading out. That's the last we'll see of her yet tonight as well. All right. Emma Martin with the ball. Minute 26 left. Guarded up top. Man defense by the Rams. Really not putting any pressure. This one's all but in the storybooks, folks. So Emma Martin has it. Driving in. Wide open. Dumps it over to Troxel. Troxel with the two-footer. That play they've been running, and it's been working all night. At some point, the Rams have to realize that they've got to collapse on that second person on the backside. All right. Ball in. Gonzalez has it. Still putting pressure are the Polar Bears. Gonzalez with a little bit of a frustration pass goes out of bounds, and another sub coming in here for the Polar Bears. So I believe that's going to be, give me one moment, Martin taking a seat, and that is number 25. That is going to be Catherine Overs coming into the match. First we're going to see her tonight, so coach making sure everybody's getting a little bit of playing time. All right, Lainey Thomas with the ball, puts it across to Troxel. Troxel over to Legg. Legg has it, dribbles around, goes over to Overs. Overs puts it back to Legg. Legg has time. Guarded up top. Back to Overs. Overs drives in. Puts it back to Thomas. 40 seconds left here in the game. Thomas has it. She's not content to stand with it. Nice creation there. Gets the ball over to Legg. And Legg gets some points too. 51-24. 30 seconds remaining on your Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. ball in. Hurley has it, dribbles up court, goes over to Gonzalez. Gonzalez looking, has nothing open yet, puts it back over to Hurley. Hurley has time, 18 seconds, back to Gonzalez. Gonzalez going to take the three ball, and off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound by Overs. All right, ball back in Troxell. Troxell has it back to Thomas. Thomas has 5 seconds left. She's going to dribble across the timeline, and she's going to dribble this one out. Folks, that's your ball game. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
HSLC is a proud supporter of Kenton Athletics. Today's athletes are tomorrow's leaders. The hard work that our athletes put in to perfect their skills will carry over to their adult life and make Kenton even better. Thanks, Kenton athletes, and go Cats.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
HSLC, infinite opportunities.
Hensel ReadyMix offers 6 locations to serve you. In Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 and Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel ReadyMix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel ReadyMix today. Hensel ReadyMix is a proud supporter of the Kenton Wildcats basketball teams and wishes them the best of luck this season.
Sheldon Gas Company of Dunkirk is proud of our area athletes. Every athlete is a fine representative of the great talent we have here in Hardin County. Best wishes for a successful year and continued success for the future. Join the thousands who say no to alcohol and substance abuse. Just say no. This message provided by Folks That Care, the Sheldon Gas Company of Dunkirk.
Getting the right health care for the right problem can save you time and stress. That's why Ohio Health offers 3 types of care options right here in Hardin County. Call your primary care provider when you're sick or when you need to manage your long-term health. Visit urgent care when you can't get in with your doctor. And go to the ER for severe life-threatening situations. Find out which Ohio Health location is your best choice at ohiohealth.com/rightcare.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Hardin Northern High School. This is Ryan Yoakum here for your Schaefer's Auto Body postgame show, where the Hardin Northern Lady Polar Bears handily defeated the Upper Scioto Valley Lady Rams with a final score of 53-24. So let's give you a game breakdown, at least the way I see it. So going at the end of the first quarter, it was 14-9 with the Polar Bears taking a early lead on this one. And then scoring by quarter, they outscored the Rams 13-4, 14-7, 12-4. So not only did they win the game, they won every quarter here tonight. And that's what you want to see as a coach. The other part that you really want to see, they had 3 players in double digits from the scoring side tonight. And I'll tell you, you've got 1 player that can get the double digits all game. You can double team them, shut them down, and do anything. You've got 2 players. Now you're really going to give the other team fits. But if you have 3 players in double digits, then that means that you're just scoring at will, and there's not much the defense on the other team can throw at you that you can't handle by one of your players. So kudos to the Polar Bears. Great job tonight. A lot should be said for what the Upper Scioto Valley Rams did as well here tonight. Those girls hustled and gave it grit. They were down 20 going into the final corner, and they still didn't stop. So you're looking at a final score again of 53-24. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hello, I'm Ron Zimmerle, CEO and President of Liberty National Bank, with some exciting news. Liberty Bank is now part of Middlefield Bank, serving Northeast, Central, and Western Ohio. Our 2 banks share a common belief in providing personalized service and dedication to our customers, and now proudly serve 19 Ohio communities. To our Liberty Bank customers, I wish to thank you. We appreciate your loyalty and look forward to continuing to serve you.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Ask Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada if auto owners make sense for you.
Good luck to the Hardin Northern basketball team from the Hardin Northern Athletic Boosters. We, as well as your whole community, are proud of all of your accomplishments on and off the court. Win or lose, your community is behind you all the way and are proud of the young adults you are becoming. The Hardin Northern Athletic Boosters are proud sponsors and supporters of the Hardin Northern Polar Bears. Go Bears!
Are you struggling to keep up? Like many, you may feel your budget has been stretched to its limit. Are you having difficulties due to poor credit? Let Quest Federal Credit Union help you find your financial fitness. Schedule an appointment today to go over budgeting, credit score restoration, and personal finance. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured, membership eligibility required, equal opportunity lender.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Schaefer Auto Body postgame show, where we just wrapped up a game at Hardin Northern between the Lady Polar Bears and the Upper Scioto Valley Lady Rams. Polar Bears take this one 53-24. They improved to 9-7 overall and 4-0 in conference play. The Lady Rams dropped to, excuse me one moment, and I'll get my numbers here. They dropped to 0-2 in conference play, and they are 3-13 on the season. So really looking to improve here. If you're listening at home, listen in again tomorrow night, where Jim and Bob will be bringing Kenton Boys action, where they come to you live from Wapakoneta. And on behalf of A.R. Boyd back at the station, this is Ryan Yoakum. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.